and gentlemen. Let's go.
Lifestyle, wellness, and a damn good time.
Level up, level up, level up, level up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go!
Hit it!
I hear you say that shit with bananas.
You're listening to the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Hello! Hello! Hello!
That was actually a calm intro. A calmer
okay.
intro.
Well, feeling really good. Welcome to the Holistic Life Show. I'm Jenny.
I'm Jay.
And we are in the unfuckwithable season. Make sure that you go back and listen to previous episodes. Find the ones that call to you the most. Listen to them, like them, share them. If you're on Apple, make sure you give us, you know, 5 stars. We'd love to have your ratings and reviews to help this podcast grow and reach even more people.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we have been sharing a lot of different insights, angles, information, and life-changing tips and strategies and stories to help you on your journey to becoming unfuckwithable. We primarily work with type A entrepreneurs, and I'm the type A, if you can't tell, of the duo. If this is your first time here, welcome. But I'm the type A of the duo, and Jay is the Zen master.
Yeah, definitely not.
The holistic hitman.
Definitely not the type A of the duo.
So he brings a nice compliment to the show, as you know, and to our clients. So today's topic is lifestyle redefined, which is the tagline for our business. So 2J Holla is the name of our company. It stands for Jenny and Jay Holla, because there's 2 J's in that Holla. And our tagline is Lifestyle Redefined. And we felt like this was a perfect episode for so many reasons, and even a great follow-up to last week's episode. So if you haven't listened yet, go back and, I mean, you can still listen to this one, but make sure, like, stop. Don't stop. Stop.
Stop now. Go listen to that one, come back.
They aren't sequential, but it is a good buildup leading to this, where the last episode was called Beauty in the Chaos. And so you can go back, you can listen to that one. It's a nice compliment to this episode, as well as the other ones. So today we're going to talk about lifestyle redefined, what it means for you, and how you can really step into something new and powerful. So I'm going to pause. I'm going to let Jay do a little bit talking. So I'd love to hear, Jay, what does lifestyle redefined mean to you?
I mean, it's crazy. I think that's one. It's definitely one of the things that, just like we as people, continues to grow and evolve as we learn. Because a lot of times our belief system is solidified in, you know, our parents and things that we watch, things that we learn, certain business coaches, certain mentors that we believe in, or, you know, we believe in because of our predefined belief systems. And lifestyle redefined is kind of like tapping into you, finding out who you really are, that journey of self-discovery, self-awareness, and asking yourself those really tough questions, like, do I really believe in this? What do I really want? I'm good at this. Yes, I'm good at this because I learned to be good at this, but is this something I really want to be truly good at? You know, it's just stopping, looking at where you are and asking yourself, does it align with where you want to be and who you want to be? And if it doesn't, realizing you're the one in control who can shift that reality if you choose, or choose your own definition. Because I feel like so many times there's so many books, so many audios, so many videos, so many retreats, so many conferences to get you to the next level, in these stories of these people who've done it, and they can show you how to do it too. But like, I do not subscribe in the philosophy of one size strategy fits all. Whatever these people did possibly just worked for them, or they could be like a unicorn, you know, who's trying to sell you their unicorn piss.
Well, and I think too that yes, there are a lot of retreats, books, coaches, mentor strategies available to us. And that's what's great is that we do have a lot of options that we can choose from to be able to help us get to the next level. And I feel like, and I'm really curious to hear what you feel about this, is I feel like that there's different seasons. Sometimes the season is for you to just be a sponge and take in as much as you can. And then sometimes the season is for you to be very particular about who and what you're taking in. I think you still have to use that discernment about the who and what, whether you're being a sponge. But what I mean is sometimes it's great to kind of like taste the rainbow and like try it all so you can figure out who you like and what you want, and you can listen to different mentors. But I feel like other times it's good to shut off the noise and just follow, especially if you're going to hire somebody or you're really going to implement a system, you need to just shut off the other noise and just follow that system, because otherwise there's so many distractions. Do you want me to give an example?
I mean, you can give an example.
Well, I mean, for me, I love going to events, seminars. I love personal development, reading books, listen to audios. I love that. So there are times when I'm literally consuming so many things and so many different people and so many different audios and books and whatever. But the thing is there are times also when that's too much and it's very distracting. Because think about this too, you know, some of these people are really good at sales and marketing. And they're really good at getting in your pain points. And they're going to point out, which I get this from two sides, and this is not necessarily the angle I want to go, like the path we need to go down and talk about this. But I feel like marketing is meant to point out the pains and then make them hurt a little bit more, pour some salt in them, and then say, oh, I have the solution.
Agreed.
Okay, that's what it's meant for. But also at the same time, there's a part of it that annoys me that marketing is about pointing out all your flaws and making you feel like shit so that you can go to the solution to feel better. There's a part of that that bugs me. But anyways, going back to what I was saying about that, you know, you can follow these people and they'll make these great offers, and it can be very confusing for you to have multiple coaches and mentors that you're trying to follow to just, I think it depends on what you're doing. I just know that when I've hired certain coaches, I've had to shut off the noise. Even though there's a lot of great people I love to follow, sometimes it's conflicting advice. Sometimes it's too much going on. So when I start to open up that faucet again is when I find new people that are the perfect people on my journey and my growth. But then it becomes too much and I have to close the faucet.
I think it depends on your personality though too. But like you said, a lot of these people have mastered marketing to where they have keyed in on your pain point to the point where you're like, shut up and give me my money. Like,
shut up and give me my money. Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you know, that's an art form within itself. That's a strategy within itself. But it's like too with I feel some people go to these things looking for the solution, the strategy, and yes, you keep on going to these things. It's like, just tell me what to do. And it's like, that's not part of the strategy. Well, yes, actually, breaking it down to the most simplest form, that is, I'm telling you what to do. And what I'm telling you is to basically take action. If you look at all the books, the things you've read, you've learned, the coaches you've hired in the past, I don't know, let's just throw a number out there, 5 years, I would gamble and bet to say that if you looked and reviewed all of this information, like somewhere they all kind of said the same thing. Like, you can get here, but you need to do the work. And I think that's the issue. A lot of people don't want to do the work. They're just like, just give me the solution. The solution is doing the work. And in doing the work, or even if you go through the strategy, you try something out. And a lot of times we don't stick with the strategy long enough to see if it works or see what works and to make tweaks. It's just like, okay, I didn't fulfill X amount of want in Z amount of time, so this doesn't work. What's the next thing?
Or we get amnesia. We had a problem. We've been doing the work. Everything feels great. So we don't even necessarily realize or recognize that that coach or that system has helped us get there. Mm-hmm. And we forget and we're like, well, I don't need this anymore.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
I got it. And sometimes you do. But sometimes, you know, part of what has helped you to get there will continue to help you get to the next level.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I think it's a mixture of everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a mixture of everything. It's with everything. Like I said in last episode, you have to, consistency is the key in everything. If you look at like your life and the things that you want to change, you know, I don't like the way that I'm feeling. I feel that I'm overweight. I feel whatever. You know what I'm saying? How did you get there? There was probably a circumstance, a trigger or something, or you overindulging in something that led to this. So what is going to fix that? You switching those particular behaviors and habits and being consistent in different behaviors and habits. But it's like what you do consistently is what's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think there's a quote or something that says, I forget, I'm probably making up this quote, so quote me. But basically, tell me a man's actions and I can, something to that. So basically, like the actions that you do basically tell people or show the result of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing that I was thinking about as you're going through all that is what excites me about Lifestyle Redefined. Like what excites me about that is like the whole blank slate idea that you can literally have a blank slate or even not even have a blank slate. And you can have, you know, an opportunity to redirect or redefine your lifestyle on your terms. And so on your terms is a really big part of 2J Hala, what we believe, the culture that we have with our clients. And we really, while we give a roadmap to success and we have different models and structures and formulas to get there based on our success and our results and what we've done with our clients, we want you to take that roadmap and do it on your own terms.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it like us. See, what's going to happen, and we know this so, so well, is that even we're early on this no bad journey, but there are going to be people that will reach out to us and say, oh my God, I want to do what you did. And we're going to help people like you. If you're listening and you're one of those people, we're going to help people like you do that. But also too, there's going to be people who want the freedom and the fun aspect, like the essence of what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to want to create it on their own terms based on their own lifestyle. For example, one of our clients, she's living in a home that has been in the family for like 30 years. She's not going to go on a nomad trip. Like that's not a part of her.
Yeah, her backyard is crazy.
Yeah, like that's not a part of her plan. Now, could she, you know, set up her business and leave for a month or two or three and go explore? Absolutely. But she's not going to sell everything, go on the road.
Right.
But what she would probably find desirable in what we're doing is the freedom and the fun aspect. And she would want to say, how can I have what you guys have, but for me?
Right.
And that's the thing. I believe that that's one key thing that makes us different and makes us unique is because we want to help you to redefine your lifestyle on your terms. Because no matter what, no matter how happy you are about your life and how excited about your life, there's always things, because what happens is we may have what we think, you know, like what we really want. But then what happens is we grow and evolve. And then we're like, oh yeah, you know, we want to grow to this next level. And as we grow into that next level may open up a whole nother realm of opportunity you didn't even know existed.
Right.
Even to something as small as living in Florida, and I'm from Ohio. Okay. And moving to Florida and then going out on a boat or jet skis for the first time and hanging on a sandbar.
That's kind of big.
And seeing, this is the example. Hanging on a sandbar and seeing all these people, it's like on a Wednesday, seeing all these people in boats, hanging on the sandbar, hanging out, having a good time, drinking, partying, swimming, like whatever they're doing. And it's a whole nother world that I never knew existed. And that's what I mean, is sometimes as we, you know, go into new opportunities or do things, we're exposed to new things we didn't even know existed. And you go, oh, I want that. You know, and I want to experience that and I want to have that, or even just living in the Keys.
Right.
We met somebody who lives in the Keys part-time and he goes and dives a couple times a week and he put himself in that scenario because that's what he wants.
Or the fact of you're staying at a Airbnb or, you know, B&B, whatever you want to call it, for 5 or 6 months while your home is being built.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things you may have not thought about for whatever reason.
Right.
You know, and all of these things. And sometimes you have to get outside of you. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about this trip for me is we get to see and experience stuff we might not have ever thought about, you know, because honestly, I've only lived in Texas and Florida. But like traveling all around and seeing what it's like in other places and possibilities and, you know, seeing how people live and like, okay, this would be cool. Like one of the things we know when we, I don't want to use the term settle down, but have our 2JHQ is we know we want an outside sitting space. So that's definitely
a comfortable outside sitting space that has shade, that's comfortable, that is able to create an experience that allows us to tap into even more abundance, clarity, joy.
And when I say that
because the place here has an outdoor seating space, but is not the type I would want. So I'm just adding that clarity so you know why I did that. I know you do, but the listeners know.
And I mean, when you start, and sometimes it only takes a question. You know, you don't have to have the answer now. Sometimes it takes a question because things just start to pop up. Some people might say it's coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. But like Jenny found a company. What would you call this company? Basically a remodeling company. Not really remodeling. They don't remodel, but whatever. This company that basically makes your backyard or space look fucking awesome and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we weren't looking for that. But, you know, when it came to the point where, okay, we're going to bounce around the United States and just experience it. And, you know, and we were happy in our little two-bedroom. Well, we thought we were happy in our little two-bedroom apartment filled to the brim with shit everywhere and not able to breathe, slowly suffocating ourselves because we didn't want to work or whatever. And seeing like, holy shit, we could have not only a place that we love, but have someone come in and do this to the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, then somebody might stop themselves and say, but, oh, that probably costs a fortune. Like, why would you even limit yourself to that?
Yeah.
Why would you just say, yo, okay, this shit is possible. How can I make shit happen? To make this happen for us. This is something I want. What do I need to do to manifest this into reality?
And that is, we're talking about a lot of the like dreaming big and the mindset and expanding your mind and using the language to be able to create and call in that redefined lifestyle, that dream lifestyle, that is which you are excited to attract to you. But the thing is like sometimes, right, you can get excited about all these things and make all these dreams and be like, oh yeah, I got this dream and I'm still working on it. But that's where we work with our clients to be able to have that conversation. So it's not only about the clarity about what you want, but helping you and pushing our clients to think and dream bigger and helping with the mindset blocks. Because a lot of times, I would say the majority of the time, it's our mindset that holds us back from these experiences. It's the culture and some of the things and the beliefs that we have taken in that we may not even realize. So that's why we go through a process where we dig up these beliefs and we really analyze them. And we encourage you to do the same, like go through your beliefs and see which beliefs are supporting you and which beliefs are hurting you, which beliefs are not supporting you, which beliefs are not taking you towards your goals. Because you can always reinstall or install new beliefs. You can always shift some of those things to be able to support you. Sometimes we don't even realize the beliefs and the thoughts that were installed when we were 5 years old because, you know, our mom didn't hug us when we wanted to be hugged. And therefore we cried. And then we jumped to the conclusion that I'm not worthy and I'm not worthy of love and I'm not worthy of what I want. And then we carry that into adulthood without even knowing it. And then that's what kind of runs our life. So that's the type of work that we really do, where we go deep into those things and we really help unwind those limiting beliefs and we help you to reinstall new beliefs. And that's where we want you to start. Like, start thinking and really like becoming aware of what's going on in your life.
Right.
Become aware of the language you're using day to day. Start noticing the words you're saying. Start noticing the stories that you're telling your friends and family. Because sometimes we retell the same story over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's in a job and you're talking about your boss or your coworkers and how much you hate it or how whatever drama this and that. Maybe you just got out of a relationship and you're telling people over and over and over how that relationship is so horrible. Maybe you're talking about all the reasons why you can't do X, Y, and Z. Here's why I can't be a CFO at a company, right? And you're telling everybody and you're giving justification. Pay attention to the words and the languaging and the beliefs and thoughts. Like, that is the first step of them all. But also at the same time, because if you're like me, you want to start like dreaming big and imagining. You can start dreaming big and imagining, but you also want to find some mentors that you trust and that have similar values and that align with you, where you're looking to maybe borrow some of their beliefs, right? You're using them as a model of possibility for how you can expand and grow your mindset. They're there to help support you and help you to think and dream bigger.
Right.
They're there to help you have more confidence. They're there to help you then put the steps in place in order to get even closer to that lifestyle that's redefined. And this can show up in so many ways. You know, it can be the big overall picture, or it even can be like, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds. And it can start with something simple, and your lifestyle will be completely redefined by the time you're working with us. And it's going to be on your terms. It's going to be something you love. So it can be lots of different aspects of that.
Totally agree.
So we definitely look forward to continuing this conversation with you on future episodes. Like we've started to say in our last couple episodes, make sure that you follow us over on Instagram. And
we are documenting.
Yes.
This. And I'm excited to see how, like, you know, even... we looking back, we're like, yo, those videos were whack. It's like, holy shit, that's dope.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, okay, so let me say Instagram is at @_HOLLA. Follow us over there. Like he said about the videos. Like the thing is sometimes we look at people that we follow who have 250,000 followers or whatever, a million followers, and their videos are dope. And we're like, oh my God, that's so good. I can never do that. The thing is one, you could do it one day, or you could have a team that does it for you. But also, it's like you just got to start.
Yep.
And right now, our videos are the dopest shit ever. But what happens is you get better, you learn things, you grow, you expand. And in the beginning of doing something new, you just have to fucking do it.
Yep.
You just have to do it, because if you wait for all the things to be perfect, you will never, ever, ever do it.
Take imperfect action.
Right. Or you'll do like one this week because everything felt right. And then like you won't do another one for 3 weeks or whatever. So we are doing stories, IGTVs, reels. We are just letting it flow. Come, follow, be a part of it, like our stuff, share our stuff.
Comment.
We want to hear from you. Yeah, comment. Yeah,
please interact.
Shoot us a message. Like, we want to hear from you.
Since we've been doing it, I think we've had the most untrolly interactions with people as of late, and it's freaking awesome.
Genuine. No, it's been great. So definitely look forward to hearing from you. Shoot us a message. Let us know what's going on. Share the podcast with other people that you think would benefit.
AE.
And we will see you in spirit. I don't want to say see you. We'll chat with you. What's the word? We'll chat with you on the next episode. Holla.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.